Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, tema Minggu Night Dog tahun ini adalah Always Was, Always Will Be. Memiliki arti khusus bagi seniman Tasmania, Caleb Nichols Mansell. Ia meluncurkan bisnis online untuk mempromosikan karya seniman aborigin Tasmania lainnya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sarah Maunder. Caleb Nichols Mansell adalah pria Palawa dari Launceston, Tasmania. Ia datang ke Rocky Cape di pantai utara Tasmania untuk terhubung kembali dengan pedesaan. Rocky Cape juga disebut Pinmatic dalam bahasa aborigin Tasmania, Palawanakani. Bulan lalu, Caleb meninggalkan pekerjaan penuh waktunya untuk meluncurkan bisnis online bernama Black Space Creative yang menjual seni dan produk yang dibuat oleh orang-orang aborigin Tasmania.
So for me, creating Black Space Creative created that opportunity and gave those artists a space to kind of showcase the work, showcase our cultural traditions, and kind of prove those misconceptions wrong that we are still here, we are still very proud, and we are very strong in our cultural practices and traditions.
Melalui Black Space Creative, Nichols Mansell tidak hanya menjual seni dan produk aborigin, namun juga memandu orang-orang aborigin Tasmania lainnya.
So my role is to support them and to be able to facilitate their products coming onto our store. So I'll work with the creative to identify what products would really work on our store based off what's currently being sold, and work with them around creating some sort of brand identity or some sort of identity that connects them as an artist with their artworks. Some of our artists have already got that, so work's been quite easy with those artists. But others, we've literally developed brand identity and really start to build their profile as a Palawa artist down here. But also, in addition to that, I'm also a creative, so I do a lot of graphic design work, photography, branding and marketing. That's kind of my area. So through Black Space Creative, I'm supporting a group, a collective of creative Palawa people, but I'm also creating work for myself in that I can then go out and do my own work in the space that I really like.
Ketika tumbuh dewasa, keluarga Caleb Nichols Mansell mengajarinya tentang warisan aborigin, namun di sekolah ia mengalami kesalahpahaman.
I and many other people who went through school in Tasmania bear witness to our teachers telling us that there were no Tasmanian Aboriginals, that Truganini was the last one. And as someone with a proud cultural identity as a strong Palawa man, that was really confusing and conflicting for me. And through other young people that I've spoken to, it's a similar story and similar experience. So for me, being able to break that misconception and prove that we are still here and we are still really proud is really important to me and brings me pride in being able to continue our cultural story.
Jacinta van der Veen adalah seorang wanita Pakana dan salah satu mentor dari Nichols Mansell. Ia mengatakan Black Space Creative telah menjadi perkembangan alami baginya.
I suppose for me it's really strange in a way because Black Space Creative is probably something that was always going to be Caleb. Whatever he aspires himself to be and whatever he wants to achieve always goes above and beyond that. So the challenges that I've seen him endure through life, the way that I've watched him progress into from a young man into a man, just shows his commitment. So the way that he's articulated, the way that he's been culturally responsible and culturally sensitive to what he's trying to do here has just been such a powerful statement and probably a really proud moment for me, I'd have to say as well.
Tema Night Dog Week tahun ini, Always Was, Always Will Be, sangat bergema dengan Caleb Nichols Mansell.
They taught, they lived, they laughed and they loved on this land and they died on this land. And so for me, the theme for this year is so much more than just a saying or a catchphrase. It runs deeper. And for me, it's a reminder of our deep time connection to country, our deep time connection to ancestors and our obligation to both of those people, both our ancestors and country, to care and to look after and to prosper. And so for me, that's what the theme this year means.
Ia berharap Black Space Creative akan menjadi media bagi orang Tasmania non-Aborigin untuk terhubung dengan budaya Aborigin di negara bagian itu.
I would like Black Space Creative to become a common name around kitchen tables and family living rooms. I want Black Space Creative to be a conversation starter, to open dialogue around Aboriginal cultural heritage in Tasmania, our cultural practices, our history, the things that we're fighting. This, for me, is a mechanism to bring the broader mainstream community over to our community and educate them around the issues that affect us, and hopefully bring them on side.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.